Live from KQED News, I'm Holly J. McDeed. Over 20 members of Congress have signed a letter to the U.S. Bureau of Prisons demanding answers to questions about the abrupt closure of FCI Dublin. The women's prison closed in April after years of sexual abuse allegations and the convictions of seven former staff, including the warden. KQED's Alex Hall reports.
The letter asks questions like, when did BOP decide to close FCI Dublin? How did a judge's appointment of a third party to oversee the prison factor into that choice? Has the agency destroyed any documents related to abuse? East Bay Congressman Mark DeSaunier, whose district includes Dublin, is leading the inquiry.
How the Bureau moved the prisoners out of there and the staff without consultation to the Congress or to the administration or to the judge seems wildly inappropriate.
DeSaunier says he'll reach out to Attorney General Merrick Garland, whose department oversees the BOP. I'm Alex Hall, KQED News.
A food justice nonprofit is ending its boycott of Petaluma-based Amy's Kitchen. The boycott of the organic food company began 2 years ago. That's after reports of safety violations in a Santa Rosa facility and allegations of union busting. Lauren Cornelis of the Food Empowerment Project says Amy's has agreed to measures including merit increases, better working conditions, and bilingual employee representatives.
Corporations forget is that the workers who are speaking out want to improve where they're at because they believe in the work, they like the work that they're doing, and they just want to make it better.
In a statement, the president of Amy's Kitchen described interactions with the workers and the nonprofit as, quote, a positive dialogue. I'm Holly J. McDeed, KQED News.